This is where the left arm of Hazrat Abbas was cut from his body. Hazrat Abbas lost his second arm here. You can see the distance between the two places. When he reached this place, obviously the buildings weren't here, but there were tents, there were trees, and people were hiding. The riwayat says that history has mentioned when Hazrat Abbas left the tents, 4,000 people in between the two harams, 4,000 people stood to stop him between him and river so he doesn't reach the water. Umar Asad appointed 4,000 people. When he entered the Maidan, they say all of those 4,000 people running left and right because they couldn't take Abbas al-Islam's eyes and the glance that he had on the army. Even in that moment, they said that he killed 180 people when he reached Farat. You know, when we look in the water, then we can see our own face inside the water. They say when Hazrat Abbas lifted water, he looked inside it. And he could see the reflection of Hazrat Sakina bint Husayn, Hazrat Ruqayya. When he looked at the reflection, he said only one sentence. Oh, my knees, just wait for me, I will be bringing back water. And he started pouring the water inside the masjid. When he filled it up, they say he placed it on his left shoulder and he held the alam in his right shoulder. Hazrat Sakina was sitting outside the tent. Little children had gathered and she was pointing at the alam of Hazrat Abbas. She said to all the children, that flag that you see is my uncle Abbas. That flag is going towards the river. And she picked up small utensils and she gave them to all the children and said, just hold on to the empty utensils. My uncle will be coming back and I will give you water with my hands. Ye kuze haathon mein pakdo, main khud apne haathon se sabko pani pilaungi. Bibi khud hi baar baar kehti thi, wo jo alam ja raha hai wo mere chacha Abbas hai. When she saw that he entered the Euphrates and is coming out, just because of the alam going down and the alam going up, she said, now this is my uncle returning. When he reached this place, they say that Hazrat Sakina started telling all the children, just wait for a few more moments. And all the children were eagerly waiting that he'll return. Suddenly a moment came that he stopped. He wouldn't go back anymore because he knew that I have no water to go back. She said to all the children, put the utensils down and I will do a dua and you say Ameen. They say that she raised a small hand and started saying, oh Allah, just bring my uncle back. I don't want any water anymore. Parvardigara, mere ammu ki khair ho, mujhe koi pani nahi chahiye, bas mere chacha wapas aa jaye. All the children started saying Ameen. At that moment he raised his eyes and said, oh Allah, you know best what to do. I will not wish to go back anymore because I do not wish to see the face of all of those children and tell them that I don't have any water for you. Oh Allah, for the sake of my brother Hussein. At that moment he cried loudly and said, Ya Khah Adrika Khak, oh my brother Hussein, for the last time, please come and see me. Imam Hussein al-Islam started running back. They say Hazrat Abbas started moving back from the tents. He did not wish to go back. When Imam Hussein al-Islam reached this point, his horse stopped. Imam Hussein came off. He saw an arm on the floor. He picked it up and placed it on his chest and said, this is the arm of my brother Abbas. He started crying. He moved further down. He found the other arm. He picked it up and said, oh my brother, call me for the last time. Hazrat Abbas said, I'm here. When Imam Hussein heard this, he started moving forward. As soon as he reached his brother Abbas, he lifted the head of Hazrat Abbas al-Islam and placed it on his lap. Hazrat Abbas said, oh my brother Hussein, when I was born, my mother told me the first person I saw you was your face. Mawla, the last person I want to see before I leave this world is you. Mawla, one eye has an arrow, the other eye has blood. Mawla, please clean the blood in my eyes so I can see you. Imam Hussein lifted his abba and started cleaning the blood in the eyes of Hazrat Abbas. He said, Mawla, I wouldn't have given you that trouble of cleaning the blood in my eye had I had the two hands that Allah gave me, but I don't have my hands. That's why I gave you the trouble of cleaning the blood in my eye. Then he said, Mawla, tell my mother I wasn't unfaithful. I lost my two arms. That's why I couldn't take the water back. Mawla, tell your daughter to forgive me, not to complain to Fatima Zahra, your mother. I wasn't unfaithful. I lost my arms, and that's how I lost the water. Allah la'anatullah ala al-qawm al-alameen. Can we have a short noha? Inshallah for Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein.
Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein. Ya Hussein.